special announcement.
Good evening. As COVID-19 infections remain high at home and around the world, scientists have found that the virus is being spread not only by coughs, but also by people talking to each other. Studies show that consonants project the virus for much greater distances than vowels.
That's true.
And certain consonants, the so-called plosive sounds, are worst of all.
Worst of all.
You get on
each
us all the time.
Each time a person makes the sound p, t, or k, they can project the virus up to three times further than when they use softer consonants, such as f.
That was a high school project that found that out.
Based on this new evidence, the government is introducing new rules in stages to make people's speech less dangerous and slow the spread of COVID-19.
I knew this was coming.
Yep.
Announcing the new rules, Health Secretary Matt Hancock said, during the first stage, or tier one, the consonant p will be banned and must always be replaced with the softer sound f.
Yes.
Anyone speaking to other people in a public place will have to stop using the plosive sound. Failure to do so could lead to a fine or even prison. The whole population, even members of Parliament, will all have to flay their fart in this. After a period of a few weeks, we will move to Tier 2. Tier 1 rules will continue to apply. In addition, the sound T will be banned and must be replaced by the sound N. Although this may cause some initial confusion, for example, Nietzsche's in schools will face challenges when Nietzsche-ing the Nenneim's navel, we are confident any problems will be temporary and measures under Nianu will help nurn the night of this pandemic. After a further brief period, we will bring in Nier 3.
Nier 3?
The rules under Niers 1 and Nu will continue, with the addition of the sound K being banned, to be replaced by L. Oh. We have considered these measures carefully, in line with recommendations from professors at Lambridge University.
Lambridge!
These new rules will apply not only to English, but also no other languages spoken in this country, including Nerlish, Folish, Portuguese, and Inalian. I urge people to neep nam and nary on. Together, we nanonka the Fovid pandemic and renern the normality in no name and all. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to another fantastic edition of Cab Chat. Coming up in this week's show, we've got Recap Dan with his Christmas message. We've got the Drum Slayer with his usual contribution. We've got Dale's Diaries. New feature from I Am Cabman with Cabanori. We've also got another new feature which we want to call Cockwomble of the Week, and I'll explain what that's about later. Also, we've got ILM Cabman with his first attempt at a parody song. And I say, it's his first attempt, and we did this socially distanced, so it's not fantastic, and we'll let you be the judge of it. I mean, he actually turned around and said, I think it sounds awful, but you may think differently. And we've also got messages from the rest of the team, Christmas messages, like Dropkick Rick and Crispo Cab. And, of course, all the usual stuff we throw into Cab Chat every week to make it extra special for you. So, without further ado, let's get the show started. Here it goes.
Come on, it's Christmas, everyone. Go enjoy yourself. At least try. You ready, Serge?
Rocking around my cab with me at the Christmas party hop. I'd like to hang mistletoe up with Steve along with Garrett and Mike and Bob.
Yeah, round that bloody neck.
Rocking around my cab with me, let the Christmas spirit ring. Cause we are run by imbeciles who don't know anything. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear the TFL has just imploded. My God, Surge has just exposed it. Rocking around like have with me, having tea with Mr. Blake. He acts just like he's a big man, but he's wetter than a massive lake.
He's a milk!
Rocking around my cab with me, have a drink till it's all gone. We could all go to Delphine and have dinner with Leon.
Hey! I'd like to take this opportunity to say a very Merry Christmas to all the examiners at TFL.
Do you really mean that, Rob?
Yeah, of course I do. And can I have an A, please, on my next appearance? I love you guys.
Oh, hello, everybody. It's Odd Bobby here. I'd just like to say, I don't know why you're bothering. You're 20 years too late. Oh, here's a membership pack, Robert.
Robert, don't do the noise. Be an Uber driver. I'll have that membership, Bob.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear Surge Price, he just shacked Miss Bertram.
Oh, no. Oh, I could have been a pig, I'm not certain.
Rocking around my cab with me whilst you hang those shiny balls. Pacer's got a lot to say, shut your mouth, you know, call.
Too right there.
Rocking around Palestra House, standing there with blackguards out.
Isn't that it, what?
We all know Khan is full of shit, and we want Leon out.
Yeah!
Rocking around my cab with me, have a happy holiday. Just like Rob, James and Jamie, Mac, Joe and Sean Paul Day.
Oh, yes!
Rocking around, the taxi rang, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Just ring!
Cause we are run by imbeciles who don't know anything.
Two, three, four, seven.
Rocking around the taxi rank, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Oh, yeah.
Ring, cause we are run by imbeciles who don't know anything.
This is Chris Vocab. Wishing all you cab drivers a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second instalment of Cabinori with myself, Rob Cardwell. I am Cabman on Twitter. I haven't had much of a response, to be honest with you, with the stories. I know there's plenty going around. We can all hear a cabbie story in the calves and at the ranks, but no, not really many people have sent them across. There's been a few, but not many at all. So for this feature to work, like I said last week, I need your help. So you got a voice recorder, like an app, you know, like a voice recording app on most phones. Just record your story on there, don't be shy, and we'll pick the best one. Once you've recorded it, email it over to admin@cabchatshow.uk. That's admin@cabchatshow.uk. And get involved, yeah? And then maybe your story will get on Cabinori. This week's one I've chosen is Cabchat's very own Dropkick Rick, with quite a funny story. So we'll be getting to him very shortly. But yeah, just to reiterate, that's the cabchatshow.uk, yeah, to send your stories over. Please get involved. And so without further ado, here is Dropkick Rick with his Cabinori story.
Hello, Rob, mate. Good to hear from you. I hope all's well in the Cardwell household. It's Ricky here. aka Dropkick, aka Little Legs. I got your message about funny stories in the cab trade. Well, do you know, I've been out for 25 years now, Rob, or almost 25 years, and I've probably got loads. But I think during the lockdown, my brain, it just switched off, mate. You know, I couldn't think of any. I've been racking my brains out for you. I do recall one when I was a bad boy, not been a cab driver very long at all, and I was on London Bridge, and this young couple come up, foreign couple, and I was trying to be all sort of pleasant. Hello, how are you? You know, I was green, I was keen, I was up for it. And they didn't speak a word of English. Not a word of it, mate. And I mean, I didn't even get the accent, you know. Maybe a little bit of Spanish. No, I just did not get the accent at all. It's, and I'll try to replicate it, but it's going to be nowhere near theirs. And it was like, probably Manuel out of 40 Towers. Hello! And yeah, he said, we have go here. And I went, where? And he went, sorry, my English. He went, London, we need to go London. And I went, yeah. I said, you're in London. I went, it's a big city. I said, any particular part of London? And he's looked at me all confused, and I tried to sort of pidgin English. And I'm trying to get this through to him. And he went, oh, excuse me, sorry. We need to go, Shields. And I'm going, I don't understand. And in the meanwhile, cabs behind me, they're picking up and they're going. But I'm trying to be patient, you know. I want to give a good impression of the trade that I've just entered. So, he's going, oh, Shields, no, and he's speaking to his partner, his girlfriend, or whoever she was, and they come back, Chelsea, so I went, oh, Chelsea, yes, Chelsea, London, Chelsea, so I went, okay, yeah, sure, no problem, jump in. So I tried to have a bit of a conversation when they was in the back, but again, it was all foreign, completely foreign. So they're having a chatting away to themselves, and they're laughing. You know, I mean, they're laughing so much, I thought they was going to fall off their seats. So in a way, it was sort of making me laugh, because like, it's contagious, isn't it? So anyway, away I go off to Chelsea, and I'm getting down onto King's Road. And this is how far back it was. It was only about 11 quid. And I was saying to him, whereabouts you want, you tell me stop. And I'm waving my hand as if say, like, you tell me stop, I stop here. And it was like a bit confusing. After a while, they told me to stop, and I pulled up further down by Raffles, funny enough. I don't know if Raffles is still there. I don't think it is. And as they got out, I mean, just here, is it like 11, whatever it was, £11.40, please. And they've got out, and he put a £20 note through the window, and he went, there you go, mate. He went, keep hold of that. He said, we had a right old fucking laugh there, didn't we? I didn't know what to do, but he gave me a score, so all happy days. And yeah, sorry I can't think of any more, mate, but as I say, maybe a little bit of senility creeping up in my old age. And if I think of anything better, I'll let you have it. All right then, mate. Cheers, Rob. Happy Christmas to you. Happy New Year. And onwards and upwards, my friend.
So this is the part of the show that we're going to call Cock Womble of the Week. And in case you're wondering what a cock womble is, it is actually in the Urban Dictionary. And the Urban Dictionary's definition of a cockwomble is a completely useless person that spouts constant bullshit. And you'd say it in a sentence such as, "That Andrew is such a cockwomble." There's other definitions of cockwomble as well. Cockwomble, a foolish or obnoxious person prone to making stupid statements and or inappropriate behaviour. See also dickhead and shitgibbon. So yeah, that's the basis of cockwomble. It's not really a swear word as such. It's just a way of describing a person that is comes out with useless statements all the time. And what we're going to do on the show is we are going to put out a Twitter poll each week, and we're going to ask you to vote for your cockwomble of the week. Cockwomble of the week. You're going to be able to choose from three different options. We're going to choose the options, and they'll be different every week. And you can choose the cockwomble of the week that's going to be announced on the show. But to kick it off, and I'm sure every single cab driver in London will agree, the first ever cockwomble of the week, or I'll say that again, shall I? The first ever cockwomble of the week is none other than Sadiq Khan, because he comes out with such rubbish and such lies that there is no other person that could actually be the first ever Cab Chat Cockwomble of the Week. So Sadiq Khan gets the accolade of being Cab Chat's first ever Cockwomble of the Week. And as I say, in future weeks after the new year, we're going to be putting out three options for you to choose from, a Twitter poll every week for you to choose from, and you can vote for your cockwomble of the week.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Dale's Diaries. Hope you're all bearing up and trying to make the most of this terrible situation we're in. I've got some great news for you. I did a 3-hour interview around London in my taxi with a lovely reporter called Jamie for BBC London. I didn't get paid for it, but what a great piece of advertising. And it was going to be on TV on Friday, but major news events took over with Tier 4 reports. But great news, I've just seen this wonderful film I did with him on BBC London website today. So just go on BBC London News and you will see it there. It was all about me as a taxi driver in London during lockdown and how I'm having to diversify by doing Xmas light tours and food deliveries. I must say, it was very positive and heartwarming and quite moving as I shared my thoughts and feelings about my job as a taxi driver, London, family, passengers and my fellow cabbies. Have a listen. And I've also recorded it and put it on my YouTube channel, Dale Forward, that's D-A-L-E, Forward, F-O-R-W-O-O-D, if any of you don't know by now. And I shared it on my Twitter page, Dale Forward Taxi, and Facebook, just Dale Forward. So my taxi light tours have been doing lovely. I meet with families and take them around London lights and sights. I love doing them, and I look forward to doing them every year now. And just to let you know, I always give them a little pack of vegan mince pies, small soft bottled drinks, and small miniature bottles of wine, and vegan chocolate for the kids. I put a little bit of tinsel and a couple of sparkling lights and Christmas music in the taxi, and they love it. I stop at lots of locations for photos. It's so enjoyable. They are so grateful. And I'm a great believer, what you give out comes back multiplied. So on that note, I'd like to read you a lovely little poem by Spike Milligan. And it's called Smile. So, smiling is infectious. You can catch it like the flu. When someone smiled at me today, I started smiling too. I passed around the corner and someone saw my grin. When he smiled, I realized I'd passed it on to him. I thought about that smile, then realized its worth. A single smile, just like mine, can travel round the earth. So if you feel a smile begin, don't leave it undetected. Let's start an epidemic quick and get the world infected. Isn't that a lovely poem? Thank you, Spike Milligan. So I'll love you and leave you for now. Have a wonderful Christmas and always look on the bright side of life. Take care. Chat soon. Dale. Bye.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Obviously, 2020 hasn't been the greatest year for the London taxi trade. In fact, it's probably been one of the worst in history. But for those of you that are still out there working, well done to you. And I hope that these Christmas light tours are going some way towards making up the money, your money every week. And I think it's great that cab drivers are innovating and as I said last week, thinking outside of the box. And some news is that from the LTDA that the police and TfL are not going to be setting up roadblocks and stopping taxis with passengers in that are doing light tours. As far as everybody's concerned, they're just taxis that have got passengers on board and they won't be being stopped. And the LTDA said that any members that are stopped and face prosecution for doing a Christmas light tour, they will defend them. So that's good news there. Also, another thing that we want to bring you while you're spending more time sitting on the ranks, especially at stations and things like that, hopefully that won't last too long, you know, that you're spending long time on taxi ranks or without a job, is another thing we're going to bring you is we're going to bring you podcasts that you can listen to whilst you're in the cab. We're going to search out podcasts that you might find interesting and let you know about them on Cab Chat. And the first one we're going to let you know about is one from our old friend and contributor to the show in the past, Sean Paul Day. He started a podcast, or he calls it a podcast. I'm going to speak to him about it being a podcast, actually. But it's called Cab Class, and it's him and two others, Gary and somebody else, whose name escapes me at the moment. And they interview a different cab driver every week. Quite interesting. They talk about football a lot. So if you're into football, it might be your thing. If you're not, it might not be your thing. But I'm sure it will get better as it progresses along. It's available on YouTube, on the London Taxi Radio YouTube channel at the moment. So it's not strictly a podcast as such. But it's well worth a listen if you've got a spare sort of time sitting on a rank. Give it a listen and let Sean know what you think about it. I'm sure he'd be more than happy to hear your comments. It's quite funny that since we haven't been doing the show on the 19th of since the 19th of March this year, when the lockdown started, because as I say, and I'm going to tell you a story about that. One of the team members said that we should have carried on throughout the pandemic and been there for the drivers, and to some extent I really do agree with him. I think we should have been there, and I said we stopped because I couldn't think of what to say and I didn't want the show to be doom and gloom. And I'll let you into a little secret now. There was two or three occasions when I actually sat down in front of the microphone, set all the equipment up, ready to record Cab Chat, because a couple of the team members had done contributions for it. And I just sat here open mouth and really didn't know what to say to sort of cheer people up or to make things feel a little bit better or to bring you a little bit of light entertainment as such. And I just sat there for probably an hour each time trying to get the words to come out or get something to come out. And it just wasn't happening. So and that's the reason why we didn't do the show, basically. But since we haven't been producing the show since the 19th of March, three other podcasts have popped up. There's the Taxi Point one, there's the Sean Paul Day one that I mentioned just now, and there's the Black Cab podcast, or whatever it's called, by Brian Garvey as well, which we mention them in future shows and let you know all about them. But we was the first to produce a taxi podcast. And we're going back over 8 years now. And when you think it was over 8 years ago that I actually started London Taxi Radio, and it's over 6 years, nearly 6.5 years since Cab Chat actually started. So we've been doing podcasts since 2012. 2011, 2012, 8 or 9 years that we've been doing podcasts now. And it's been a long journey and a long learning curve, and we've learned a lot along the way, a lot of things that we shouldn't do, a lot of things that we should do. And we actually do take a few risks with the show, and we've had some sponsorship, we've upset some people, and we've pleased a lot of people. But then, as they say, you can't please everybody all of the time. You can only please some of the people some of the time. And hopefully we go some way to making your day or cheering you up a little bit and giving you a bit of entertainment throughout your working day. And we've been getting a lot of engagement on Twitter lately over the last couple of weeks. Rob Cardell, I Am Cabman, he's operating the Twitter account. And I think he's doing an absolutely fantastic job at the moment. So with regards to the podcast that we're going to mention in the show, if you've got one that you actually like and you think the other cab drivers would like to listen to, then please let us know and we'll mention it on the show. Just send us an email to admin@cabchatshow.uk or send us a direct message on Twitter. We're on Twitter, we're just at CabChat. Or you can go on our Facebook page at facebook.com/CabChat and send us a message and we'll mention the podcast that you listen to on the show, and maybe other drivers might find them interesting as well.
What? Hi everyone, Dan at Plan. This is my Christmas message to everyone. I'm going to recite something from Norman Brooks, if anyone knows who he is, and from his poem, Let Every Day Be Christmas. So, Christmas is for everyone, not for just one day, for loving, sharing, giving. These are not to be put away like bells and lights and tinsel in some box upon a shelf. The good you do for others is the good you do for yourself. So I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I wish everyone a prosperous 2021. From Dan at Plan.
Do you know what nemesis means? A righteous infliction of retribution manifested by an appropriate agent. Personified in this case by a horrible cunt. Me.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring a ting a ting a ling a too. Ring a ling a ling a ding a ding. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with a joo. Ring a ling a ding a ding. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Ring a ling a ling a ding. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with a joo. Ring a ling a ding. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy are we. We are snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take the road before us and sing us a chorus or two, maybe three. Come on, it's lovely weather for us, sleigh ride together with you. Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding-a-dong-a-ding-a. 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 Laga-laga, laga-laga.
Hello, Jamie. Good to see you back, mate, in that big old chair of yours, in your new studio as well. Hey, playing with all your digits and dials. Mind you, they kicked you out of the old studio for twiddling your knob, didn't they? But it's good to see you back, mate, and thanks for inviting me back. I didn't think I'd get invited back again, especially after last time. It's been a bit of a while, though, isn't it, mate? Bit of a crappy old year, isn't it? Well, it's a funny story, really, Jay. Back in February, I picked up this old lady, and she told me that she was my fairy godmother, and that I could have two wishes throughout the year. My first wish, I asked for a gap year, and I ended up with a crap year. So I think she must have been hard of hearing. And then after a couple of months into the lockdown, I decided to make my second wish. And when I woke up in the morning after making my wish, there was a little elf playing chopsticks on a little mini grand piano. And I definitely know that 100% I didn't ask for a 6-inch pianist. I bet you're beginning to regret asking me to come back now, aren't you? But I appreciate you asking me to come back and to do a little Christmas-themed taxi rank titter. So I hope you guys are going to enjoy this. So it was the day before Christmas Eve, and this Frupany stamp, or to be more up to date and PC, I suppose we'd call him homeless now, or a rough sleeper. So this rough sleeper, he finds himself in a quaint little village. It's freezing cold, the snow's on the ground, he's starving hungry, and he sees the spire of a church. So he goes up to the door, and the vicar, he knocks on the door, and the vicar answers it, and the tramp said, Father, he said, could you please spare a meal? And the vicar looked at him and he said, are you a God-fearing man? And he went, yes, Father, I am a God-fearing man. And he said, do you regularly read the Bible? And the tramp thinks for a bit and he goes, well, I better answer this correctly because I'm really, really hungry. So he went, yeah. He said, I regularly read the Bible. They said, then do you know any of the parables in the Bible? And he went, oh, yeah. He said, I'll read them all. He said, I have nothing but time on my hand. He said, so I do gradually read through them. So the vicar said to him, are you familiar then with the parable about Esau, who sold his birthright for a mess of pottage, while Samson was grinding corn in a field with Delilah, and they were set upon by Etals, and Samson took the jawbone of an ass and slew them? And the tramp, not wanting to miss out on a bit of food, he said, Father, he said, that's my favourite parable in the whole book. And the vicar said to him, you are a God-fearing man, come in. And he took him in and he gave him a nice hot bath while he cooked him something to eat. And he even gave him a bed for the night. And then in the morning, he made him breakfast as well, Christmas Eve. And they said their farewells. But before they left, the vicar gave him a bottle of holy wine, not to be opened till Christmas Day. So wherever he finds himself, he can have a drink in the name of the good Lord. So they say their farewells, and the tramp goes on his way. And as he's wandering around, he's thinking to himself, I'm going to have to remember this. I'm going to have to use that story again. So anyway, all throughout Christmas Eve, this tramp is just walking and walking. He's walking for miles. And he gets a sleep for the night underneath a tree. And then in the morning, Christmas Day, wakes up, got this bottle of wine. And he thinks to himself, well, no one here to celebrate with, so I might as well celebrate it on my own. So he carries on walking all the time. He's drinking away at this bottle of wine. And then after a few hours, probably round about sort of lunchtime, he finds himself in another village and he sees another church spire. And he thinks, oh, I know what, I'm going to pull the same trick that I pulled at the last church. So he goes into the village, up to the church, knocks on the door, and the vicar answers it. But by now, don't forget, he's drunk a whole bottle of wine on an empty stomach. And he says to the vicar, he went, Father, could you spare a meal for a man who's down on his luck and who's cold and hungry? And the vicar said to him, he said, are you a God-fearing man? And the tramp replied, certainly, sir, I am a God-fearing man, and I regularly read the Bible. Let me quote to you my favourite parable in the good book. It's about this arsehole who sold his afterbirth for a bowl of porridge while Samson was having a grind with this bird Delightful and the fucking on, and they were shit upon by shite-hawks, and Samson took the arsebone of a draft and screwed them. Now, I know, Jamie, it's a giraffe, but for the purpose of the story, didn't quite work, so it's a giraffe. I hope you're not regretting too much, Jay, asking me to come back and to do that. And hopefully in the new year, I'll be able to come up with many more just like that. Absolutely hilarious. But no, seriously, mate, just want to wish you, Denise, everyone at Cab Chat, you know, very, very happy Christmas. It's been a tough time. But as always, you know, onwards and upwards, we'll always get through whatever is thrown at us. We've been around for a long, long time, and we're still around, and we will still be around. You know, we just have to get through this, and we just have to help each other through it. So everyone at Cab Chat HQ, very, very happy Christmas, an even better new year. Carry on doing what it is you're doing. And hopefully I'll see you all on the flip side. And can I just wish all the listeners as well, all the people tuning in, the people doing the downloads, all the other contributors, the messages that come through all the time. Also, you know, keep your chins up, everyone. We are coming back, and may Christmas and 2021 bring new and prosperous beginnings for everyone. Right, so remember, everyone, stay safe, be lucky, and I'll see you in 2021.
You're listening to Cab Chat with me, Super Cabby, at the controls. And it's so good to hear Dropkick Rick back on the show. He's, I know we haven't done a show since the 19th of March this year, but he hasn't been on the show for so much longer than that because basically he said he'd run out of jokes. But I think the ones that he was saying anyway were all regurgitated from somewhere else. Some other news is that Mac the Cab is in the UK. Although he was around and he was working where I'm working at the moment, but he's got a couple of little health issues and he's disappeared again at the moment. But he's probably listening and he keeps threatening to come and do a Cab Chat with me. So hopefully one day soon, once he's got himself sorted out, he'll come in and do the show and it'll be like old times when we first started Cab Chat. Back in the old days, in 2000 and, what was it, 2014, I think. Yeah, it was 2014 when we started Cab Chat. Really, really looking forward to him coming back into the studio. And here's the part of the show that you've all been waiting for. I know you've been waiting for this. It's I Am Cabman, Mr. Rob Cardwell, and his first attempt, I must say, at a parody song. So take it away, Rob.
London can't take you another day. Will you please just go away? Can't believe you made London like this. The place is the goddamn pits. Oh, won't you please just go away? Don't you know you've gone too far? Now, this city was great, but you've just thrown it all away. I clearly heard you say, elect me. All I can say is, won't you please just go away? I really can't believe I voted for you. All I can say is, please will you just go away? Come please just go away. London can't take you another day. Please will you just go away? I can't believe you've made London like this. The place is the goddamn pits. Oh, won't you please just go away? You say London is open, but it's sleeping. The traffic's so bad, no one understands what's going on. The very fact I voted for you just haunts me. Because of you, all I can hear is car horns. Come please just go away. London can't take you another day. Please will you just go away? I can't believe you made London like this. The place is the goddamn pits. Oh, won't you please just go away? Come, will you just go away? London I can't take you another day. Please, will you just go away? Can't believe we've had to endure another year of this. COVID's taking the bloody piss. Oh, come, please just go away.
Christmas. That's Rob Cardwell's first attempt at a parody song. What do you think? I think it's quite good for a first attempt, but let us know. Well, you can let him know as he's running a Twitter account. Just tweet at CabChat and let Rob know what you think of his first attempt at a parody song. Don't be too harsh on him, because he did record that on a mobile phone. So it's not as if he's recorded it professionally with a microphone or anything like that. You know, like the ones that me and Joe did. So, you know, go a bit easy on him. It's his first attempt, and I'm sure as he goes on, if he does any more, they will most definitely get better. So Saturday saw the news that Kent and London would be going into Tier 4, and most of Essex as well, which means that most of us will not be having the Christmas that we first had planned. And I know a lot of people are upset and up in arms at the fact that we can't spend Christmas the way we want to. But at the end of the day, it is just one day a year. We can always have one hell of a party once we come out of these restrictions and these lockdowns. If we ever do, shall I say. Well, I think we've got to, otherwise we'll all be broke and there'll be no work and nothing will be going on at all, will it? So we can have one hell of a party and have a big feast and you know, a sort of dinner. And I think it should be a bank holiday when we come out of these restrictions. I think everybody should be allowed to go and do what they want to do, have a party, have a drink, get together, socialise, and maybe have, you know, the turkey dinner and all that in that time. Maybe, you know, if Easter, as Boris has suggested, things will look different. Maybe that's the time to celebrate and have a party and you know, VC Day, Victory Over Coronavirus Day. What do you think? Let us know what you think about that idea. Obviously, Tier 4 was not good news for the taxi trade either, because it meant that a lot of those people that had already returned to work wouldn't be going into work anymore, because the message once again is stay at home, work from home if you can, and all that sort of thing, which means less work on the ground for taxi drivers, less footfall in London, which is never ever a good thing. But things can only get better from now on, really. I mean, I know that the likelihood is that we're going to go into another full lockdown after Christmas, because obviously, inevitably, people are not going to take notice of the restrictions over Christmas. They are going to mix, which means that the R rate will go up. And this is probably going to be no choice but to go into another full lockdown, whether it's for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, who knows. But then hopefully after that, things will get better. They can only get better. Things, you know, restrictions are going to have to be released at some point in the future, and that's the time when things will slowly start to get better and we'll all start to notice the work levels increase in London, and taxi drivers will find more work about, and their earnings will go up and back to I wouldn't say they'd be back to where they were before pre-COVID levels, but they may go some way towards the level that they were pre-COVID. So, you know, that's something to look forward to in the future. And, you know, I know things ain't great at the moment, but, you know, we've got to be positive and be optimistic and look towards the future and build the trade for the future.
Jump into your bed. wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thanks, Jamie. Hello, all. It's nice to be asked back to the only format known to man that COVID-19 is allergic to. Yes, you've guessed it. Cab chat. Over the last 30 years plus, I've always had the mindset while plying my trade as a London cabbie of expect the unexpected. And oh boy, haven't we had the unexpected through the year of 2020. I'll brief as I can tell you my own little story of the last 7 or 8 months. I think you all agree, last summer, 2019, was quite buoyant. Leading up to Christmas was acceptable. I thought the kipper this January, February, March was okay. I've had far worse. And I was looking forward to another chipper summer. Well, we all know what happened next. My personal decision was to observe the first lockdown, as I'm chronic asthmatic. I have been since the age of 3. I had full admiration for my colleagues who decided to brave the quiet streets of London and work all through it and take the risks. Thankfully, the government were quite helpful when it came to finance with the SEIS grant or payment, because it was still taxable. And I did wonder how the drivers telling me, not a lot, but a few, told me over the years they'd managed to fall through loophole and had never contributed to society through their whole taxi driving career. They must have been finding things tough because they wouldn't have received any money, and perhaps it serves them right. As you may remember, towards the end of the lockdown, Dominic Cummings, Noel Ferguson and some Scottish health minister brought the whole concept of lockdown into disrepute by breaking the rules. Then the general public became disenchanted and started to pack out the beaches. By then, I decided on June the 15th, I was going to go back to work. That's when the lockdown officially ended. Also, at the beginning of the lockdown, my partner, a female, I'm sure a lot of you have wondered, but yes, a female, contracted coronavirus and was off work for 2 weeks. Obviously, we was in the same house together and I was keeping my distance. She then went back to work and still had a high temperature and was sent to hospital and had to take another week off. And eventually she got over the COVID, but now has what's referred to as long COVID, which now she's got an excuse for being lazy. So on Monday, June the 15th, I returned to work. I'd heard on WhatsApp groups that about 6 o'clock in the morning to about 11, there was bits and pieces about, so I decided to investigate. Well, it wasn't good. In actual fact, the first couple of weeks it was quite hopeless. Therefore, I decided I would work from midday, 1 o'clock, till about 6, 7 o'clock. And I have to admit, that's for me, seemed to work, seemed to be a bit better. I learned very quickly to keep away from the station ranks, because really you could do such a long time for so little reward. As always, the whole escapade relied on luck. And now and again, you would have a little bit of luck and you'd have a half decent day. During this whole catastrophe, there's been obviously quite a lot of heroes. National Health goes without saying. So Captain Tom Moore and his exploits, Marcus Rashford and his good works, regards making sure children have dinners out of school. But in every drama, there has to be a villain. And we've got quite a few to choose from. City of London, Bishopsgate, Busgate, unbelievable. The boroughs, street space, local traffic neighbourhoods. The deceit of these people is unbelievable. The way they have inconvenienced thousands and thousands of motorists under the guise of COVID-19, when really they've just been unravelling plans they've had all along. They've maliciously perpetrated land grabs, depriving Londoners of the black cab service they deserve, especially the infirm, elderly and disabled. I've always held the belief that you judge a society on how it treats its weakest, not its fittest, youngest and strongest. Eventually, many of these bureaucrats will move on or even be removed by voters, whilst we will still be here plying our trade. There may be less of us, but we will be here. That's a given. Have any of you heard of the comedian Tommy Trinder? He's very big during the war, and he was also the chairman of Fulham Football Club round about the 50s and the 60s-ish. I'll remind you of his catchphrase. It was, "You lucky people." Well, the reason I bring his catchphrase up is because it's reminded me of a communique between Get and its drivers. I can't quote it verbatim, don't have it in front of me, but it goes along the lines of, "You've looked after us, we've looked after you, we're doing well, you're doing well, and if any of those dregs out there want to join us, they'll have to put their hand in their pocket to the tune of £2,000 to join Get." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but to me, that comes across quite arrogant, quite smug, not very magnanimous, in fact, quite immature. There's an old saying that comes from Buddhism, which is, you should be master of the unspoken word rather than slave of the spoken word. Meaning, don't say or write things you're going to regret at a later stage, which I think Get have done. Or what about the saying, be nice to people you meet on the way up because you're going to meet them again on the way down. Originally, when I did hear back around about June or July that they weren't taking any more drivers on, I didn't think that was a bad idea, because Dial-A-Cab used to do that. I was on Dial-A-Cab for 26 years and they used to would never open accounts in December, because they wanted to be aware of the people that just use you once a year. Therefore, you're not able to service your regulars. And also, Dial-A-Cab only ever took on enough drivers that they had work for. Myself, I waited 2.5 years to get on back in 1992. As I draw closer towards the end of this message, on a lighter note, I would like to tell you a story that I heard about Tommy Trinder. Supposed to be quite a tight man. Professional footballers back in the day, sort of pre-60s, or up until 60, 61, were paid approximately £20 a week. That was the ceiling during the season. And during the summer, off-season, £10 a week-ish. Fulham's star player in that period was an incredible passer of the ball called Johnny Haynes. He also happened to be, at that time, the England captain. And Johnny Haynes was the first £100 a week footballer. Now, Johnny had a teammate called Bobby Keech, who was quite a lively character. Nowhere near as good a player as Johnny Haynes, nowhere near as gifted. And obviously on less money. than Johnny Haynes, because when Johnny Haynes was probably getting £20 a week, which was the cap, maybe Bobby Keech was on quite a bit less. But Bobby Keech, always full of chutzpah, used to go up to Tommy Trinder and say, "Can I have a pay rise?" Tommy Trinder's riposte to this request was always, "You're half as good as my best player. Why should I give you more money?" So on Johnny Haynes becoming the first £100 a week footballer, Bobby Keech was straight up to Tommy Trinder, the chairman's office, and he said, "Chairman, please, can I have a pay rise?" Trinder replied, "Well, why should I give you a pay rise?" And Bobby Keech said, "Well, you've always said I'm half as good as Johnny Haynes, so can I have half his money?" Which brings to mind the old adage, if you don't ask, you don't get. So on that note, this not-so-little drummer boy is going to bid you for this week farewell and wish you all the best to your families and friends, whatever your religious beliefs, your culture, your creed, your colour, wherever you are, whoever you are, have the best possible festive season that you can. And I look forward to talking to you all as soon as possible. Be well, be healthy, be safe. Bye-bye.
There you go, that was our Saul and his attempt in his cab at doing a parody song. And I thought that was quite good, actually. And I did say that I wouldn't put that on the show, but then you shouldn't always believe what I say, Saul. You post it up on our WhatsApp group and you must know that I'm going to use it. There is another one, which was done by Dropkick Rick, but I think it needs a little bit of work. The words weren't quite... I think he wrote it in a little bit of haste. He could do with a little bit of work, and maybe we might put that out towards just before Christmas Day so that you can all get to hear it. So, unfortunately, that is all we've got time for this week. All it leaves me to do is to wish each and every one of you a very, very happy Christmas in these extremely difficult times, and a very happy new year. And let's hope that 2021 is a better year than 2020. And that's from me, Super Cabby Jamie, and all of the team here at Cab Chat. Dropkick Rick, Recap Dan, I Am Cab Man, Dow with her diaries, Drum Slayer, and all of the Saul and Crispo and Scott Fenwick, and have I forgotten anybody? All the past members of the team and people that are still actively involved, like Mick the Brit, who gives encouragement, Joe the Holborn Cab, John Parker Cabby, Sean Paul Day, and all of those that have been on the show in the past, James the Gentleman Cabby. I'd like to wish you all a merry, very merry Christmas from all of us here at Cab Chat, and please try to have as best a Christmas as you can in these trying times. Until Cab Chat will be back in the new year in 2021. Until then, please stay safe. If you are working, I hope you earn loads of money. And be lucky out there, won't you? See you later. Bye-bye.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the lockdown, the toilet roll was gone, nothing to wipe my bum, the drinks were running dry, the rare old buck of fuel, turfed out at 10 again. Lock-ins are now taboo. I am a lucky one. COVID came to the pub at one, but I was home by then, tucked up by 10:30. So happy lockdown. I'll FaceTime your baby. Can't see a better time when we all can meet again. Take your cars to the bar, says there's no drinks to serve. The government wants us to give them a swerve. If you sing for a living, then your time is up. It's time to retrain and build your skills up. Your talent is silly, get a real job, you willy. If you make people laugh, the joke's now on you. To the dancers and actors, there's no furlough factors. Happy Christmas, my ass, it's the worst one by far. And the boys in the daily TV brief, singing hands and masks in space. And the bells are ringing out, oh place thy sight. World leaders like Trump give COVID the hump, as if thousands of millions lay dead in the beds. We'll test it, we'll track it, the worst on the planet. Getting COVID for Christmas is the worst present yet. And the boys in the daily TV brief, singing hands and masks in space. And the bells are ringing out, so please stay safe. he'd save more lives. Eat out, help feed more mouths. A tenner for your tea, so half can eat for free. But wait a minute there, heads came back everywhere. 9 months for nothing, it's back to where we started. And the boys in the daily TV briefs, singing hands and masks and space, and the bells are ringing out, so please stay safe.
Tempers are bristling, a glorious sight. You won't get there tonight. I'm talking about Khan's Wonderland. Gone away is the third lane. Here to stay is the bike lane. There's no way to be at A&E when you're sitting in Khan's crazy traffic jam. In the back you can watch the meter racking up a crazy load of dough. This is Khan's crazy plan for London, even though the bike lane's just for show. Later on there's a fire at the scene, it is dire, but no one is saved, the roadway is paved in Sadiq Khan's bike lane wonderland. There's no way out of the quagmire as the fare, it's getting higher. Death, oh no way to Hamleys today, trapped inside Khan's snowflake land. Trapped inside a snowflake wonderland. Trapped inside a snowflake wonderland. Trapped inside a snowflake wonderland.